With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump White House creating a TikTok account despite national security concerns about the video sharing app. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump once supported a TikTok ban, but he embraced the technology during his 2024 campaign. Here in his second term, the president has signed three executive orders delaying a TikTok ban, even though it was approved by Congress and upheld by the Supreme Court. On Tuesday, the White House launched its own TikTok account featuring a video from Donald Trump declaring, "I am your voice." Greg Clugston, The White House.
Major protest at Microsoft. Police arresting at least 18 people during demonstrations as workers called on the company to sever all business ties with Israel. Hundreds of CDC employees losing their jobs. Lisa Dwyer has more on that story.
Many have been on administrative leave since April, paid but not allowed to work as lawsuits played out. A federal judge in Rhode Island last week issued a preliminary ruling that protected employees of several parts of the CDC, including groups dealing with smoking, reproductive health, environmental health, workplace safety, birth defects, and sexually transmitted diseases. But the ruling did not protect other CDC employees, and layoffs are being finalized across other parts of the agency, including in the Freedom of Information Office and Violence Prevention. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick confirming early this week the government is vying for a 10% stake in Silicon Valley pioneer Intel. It is seen as a rather unusual deal that would deepen the Trump administration's financial ties with major computer chip manufacturers. This is SRN News. Well, young people just don't seem to have much to do with church these days.
The latest poll from the American Bible Society finds that Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, are the least likely of all the generations to be a member of a local congregation or to be deeply involved if they are a member. ABS reports that less than 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans say they have a best friend at church, for instance, versus 25% of millennials, 26% of Gen X, and 31% of baby boomers and elders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Air Force has issued a memo saying transgender airmen ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will not be allowed to argue before a board of their peers to keep their job. Memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. This is SRN News. A conservative commentator says it's really no surprise D.C. residents are cheering President Trump's efforts to clean up the city.
Jim Poff with the Conservative Caucus says because Democrat leaders in D.C. want the president to fail, it's almost as if they've been pulling for the criminals.
They don't only believe that for Americans who commit crimes, but also for illegals.
Poff claims the D.C. government has been using tensions between criminals and law enforcement as a political strategy for years.
That they could politically set themselves up to always be the answer to the problems.
And now, Poff says, it's not hard to see why D.C. residents are giving President Trump's crime-fighting efforts a big thumbs up.
And people, black, white, Hispanic, everybody's really happy about this.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Oregon man pleading guilty to 2 counts of second-degree manslaughter. That follows a fatal crash when his vehicle hit a bus loaded with college students. More details at srnnews.com.